Mishnah 9 Tesam and Aleph. So Masvin Shabim Shtechitzeris. So you have this pile of Tevin, which is between two Chitzeris, and that blocks the whole way between the two Chitzeris. So Gavoyas are Tvachim, if it's 10 Tvachim high, it acts as the wall. And Ma'arv and Shnaim, Vein Ma'arv and Echad, they're two separate Chitzeris, and they cannot be Ma'arv together. Each side is allowed to use the tevin to feed their animals. And Yismait Measura, if by doing so the height of the maspain goes down below 10 tvachim, so Yismait HaTevin Measura tvachim, Ma'arv Ben Echav Ma'arv Ben Shnayim. If it goes down below 10 tvachim, so they have to be ma'arav together. They can't be ma'arav separately. What happens on Shabbos? Tomorrow we'll talk about what happens on Shabbos. Masvein Kodesh Shel Tevin. It's a pile of Tevin. Ma'afsik Apnei Rechav Kol HaChatzeris. It goes all the way across between the two Chatzeris. Mechilim in the Tevin LeBehemton. They're allowed to feed their animal from the tevin. L'chashin and Dilma Mamet Tevin Miyud. We're not worried that by doing so, by allowing the animals to feed on Shabbos, so it's going to get the height of the maspin will go under 10 tvachim. And then they're no longer two separate rishuyas, they're one rishus. And they weren't ma'arav together, so they make each other also to carry. And people will not realize that it went below 10 tvachim. And they will continue carrying in the chotzer. We're not worried about that. Why do I feel it imayit, even if it went below 10 tvachim? Eloi havi miyut apenei eser amis v'yoyser loyasri. In other words, if it goes below 10 tvachim for a width of, let's say, an amah, so we look as if that now that's only 9 tvachim high. It's like it's not there. It's not a mechitza. So good. So it's like it's a doorway. So up to 10 amis. This is a doorway. Doorway can be, you can be Ma'arav Shnayim or Ma'arav Echad. You can be Ma'arav Shnayim. They don't ask each other. Once you get a pirza of more than 10 amis, then they have to be Ma'arav as one. Well, till you get that over one Shabbos, you're going to lower the height of this maspain from 10 tvachim at a width of an area more than 10 amis wide. That's very not mistaber. Up to 10 amas wide, it's considered a Pesach. An animal's not gonna feeding an animal's not gonna lower down that amount over a Shabbos. So therefore Nismaita Tevin. So when you say Nismaita Tevin, it goes below 10 tvachim, Rashi points out it means along a width of the bach, it's the word penei roichiv kol chatzer along the whole width. B'meshach yed amos, or at least 10 amos plus wide, or I guess long. It went below the height of 10 tefachim. Okay, Omer of Huna. So Huna says at the Gemara that uvashal yitzen l'seich kuposo v'yachol. So this halacha that you're allowed to use the tevin means you're allowed to have the animal come and eat. I mean, you can't take by hands from the maspain, put it into your container and be machal the behemoth. So Rashi says, because when a person does that, a person takes much more when he's filling up his kupa than you would necessarily do when the animal's just eating. Just, you know, each time to eat something. But here he's taking. So over there, there is a concern that he might lower the height below 10. Where it says, okay, well, once you tell me that you can't take by hand, so now we should have a problem. Well, look, Mashar, but to bring your animal there to eat is permitted.
Rav Huna quotes in Rabbi Chanina's name
on Shabbos. So, Maimon Odomis Behemtal Gabi Asabim B'Shabbos. A person can bring his animal to the field to eat. And we're not afraid that he might help the animal feed by pulling out some stalks from the ground, because he's careful on the issue of the rice of tape pulling out of the ground. However, but if you have something which is only asamir rabbanon, this there is an isur muksa, so he can't bring his animal there because we're afraid that he will bend down and pull some of the food from this muksa food from where it is and give it to the animal to eat. So it comes to the rabbanon, because that were more machmer, because people take it less seriously, the people might decide to try and help the animal along. So if you tell me over here that Chazal did not allow you to take from the pile b'yadayim, because of this concern, he might lower the height. So we should be concerned, even if you bring your animal there, you're going to end up start pulling out by hand. Let's say you had either you had food at the beginning of Shabbos was designated for Michael Adam, and then it became not Roy. So you know it's Roy for Michael Behema, but at the beginning of Shabbos you would not designate it for that purpose. So that would be a case that was something which would be books, because it's no longer Roy to eat. Right, that could be one example. I put in what? Thai what? No. The Morse Kasha isn't that the smokes over here. The Morse Kasha is the same way by the case of Muksa. Because they were concerned that you might take by hand and feed the animal. Because it's only an issue of the Rabbanon. People won't take it so seriously. So if you tell me, Rav Huna told me, you cannot take by hand from the Masbein, you shouldn't be allowed to bring your animal there because of the same concern. You might take by hand. Right. The issue here isn't muksa. The masbein and the tevin is not muksa at all. It's animal food, and you have animals, so it's the issue over here is the same similar type of idea. So Morris says you're right. The case was that when we say you're Michael to your behema, it means the kaimlo be'apov ozlo be'ochlo. You don't actually bring your animal there. What you do is you sort of block it off as it tries to go somewhere else, till the animal notices the food and goes there and eats. So the animal is facing a different direction. He blocks its path. The animal turns to the side. He keeps blocking the path of the animal till the animal is corralled to go towards where the tevin is. Well, you can't be mimed. Leaving there is being mimed. You're being mimed the animal onto the item. So that's the issue of mimed. Mimed doesn't mean you literally put its head into it. It means you bring the animal there, and the animal will eat. So we said you're allowed to bring your animal lead your animal to the field, that the animal should then eat from the field. You're not worried about that you'll help the animal along, but you can't bring your animal to a case of muksa because you're afraid you will help the animal along by feeding it. So we're still trapped in the muksa. So the parallels are over here. Okay. Now, so Rav Huna said, well, you can search kaposa. For the Markasha, well, you don't search kaposa, tevin, v'tanya, So Rav Huna's din that you can't put into a kupa. Bryce says not like that. Ba'ayis shebein shtechatzeris. So the case in our Mishnah was that you had two chatzeris with a maspin in between. Here's a case you have a ba'ayis. Which is between two chatzeris. It has access between both of them. And below tevin, and you filled up that bias with tevin. So Marvin Steinbein, Marvin Echad. So if that was the whole axis between the two chateres, was that bias, which is full of tevin now? So this building, which was the axis between the two chateres, it's full of tevin. So Marvin Steinbein, Marvin Echad. So they're two distinct. Chateris now, there's no access between the two of them, and they have to be ma'arav separately. Zed noisin l'soch kuposa b'yachil. So it says explicitly over here, you're allowed to take from the pile and feed your animals by putting it into a container and take it to your animals. Nismayra tevin miyut tefachim. If it happened on Shabbos that it went below 10 tefachim, so you deal with it then. The law is at that point in time, it's not a valid separation between the two chatzeres. The two chatzeres have access between each other. So ma'arav shnayim, so shnayim asurim, because now it's one, and since it's one, so they would have to have been ma'arav together, and they didn't. So neither can carry. Ketzer hu oisa. So what can you do in that situation? So you can't totally permit the situation, but you can do a process of bittul. One person will be moved out with his rights to that bias. So now the bias belongs only to the people from the other chatzer, and therefore they are not oser. But it also says noyelis beisoy umavatos rishusoy. So he has to lock up his side of the house, and then he's mavatos rishus in the house. So who aser v'chaver mutter? He remains aser because he's done bittul. He has no schus over here b'chlal. So he can't carry over there. But the other person will be mutter. He can't carry. In the house between the two chatzeres, so that bias from that bias he cannot carry into the chatzer. Correct. So the more he wants to know, the more he's going to discuss. Why you need an ila? He has to lock his house. Normally, you do bittul rishus. We had before a case where he forgot to see some about those rishus, and they didn't have anything about locking the house. Okay, so tomorrow we'll deal with the Nomabes. So it's pretty explicit in the Brisa so that you can. It's not pretty, but it's explicit in the Brisa that you're allowed to put into your kupa. Let's finish off the Brisa. Mechinat ata oimer begoyv shel tevin. You have a ditch or not the word ditch, a depression that you're storing tevin in. Shebein beis tuchumi Shabbos. So if you have people from city A and people from city B and they share this, they use the natural depression and they stored tevin there, and the tchum line between City A's tchum reaches to partly way through that this container of tevin, and City B's tchum line reaches partly through this container of tevin. So both sides are allowed to feed their animals on Yom Tov. Rashi says you're allowed to take your animal out there and feed your animal from this pile of tevin. And you're not worried about the person taking from the other side or carrying over to the other side. So you're allowed to put your coupon, give your animal. 20 miyas, zenosin sach kuposa b'yachol, but zenosin sach kuposa b'yachol, so both sides are allowed to put into their kupa and feed their animals. Well, Russia's case was Yom Tov. So you're allowed to take your kupa, go over to the pile, fill it up with tevin, and bring it to your animal to eat. It's within your tchum. But al kaponim, so it says clearly in this brisa, both in the case of the bayis in regards to Ruvah Chetzeres and Shabbos, in the case of tchum, but we're focused on the case of the bayis, that putting into the kupa is permitted. So why does Rav Huna say in our Mishnah that putting into the kupa is prohibited? So Amram the Mor says that the case of the Braise is different than the case of the Mishnah. Kirk and Mishnah was the case of a chutz which has no roof. The case of the Braise, was a bayis which has a roof. So our answer is Amri bayis kima de ika tikra kimevchis minkur le milsa. Since you have something to measure the height of the pile of tevin against, the gap between it and the roof, if it goes too low, a person will notice it. So we're not geyser that they cannot take from the pile, which is weaker than mutter, because maybe it'll go too low and they won't notice, because they will notice. But a hachal, by the case of the chotzer, there's nothing above it. So notice that difference, that it went low, is not as obvious. And we're afraid, lo min kremilsa, it won't be so obvious to note, won't be so noticeable. And therefore, the person will continue using from the maspein even after it goes below 10 tefachim. That's our concern. Well, Armish's case is in the chotzer, not in the house.
Going below 10, in both cases, it's 10 wide.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, Lechera. Takrashi.
From the Gemara. Shall you take me a die of the circupasta?
You can't take by hand and put into the box. Then he might take a large amount. And he'll lower the height from 10 tvachim. Become a taltal, bechotzer, hoyseris. And you are carrying them. They'll be carrying in a chotzer, which is also to carry. I, the Mishnah, is machilin. The ketani mastis, and so on. Explain. It means shabeim and bo bechelis. The animal, you bring the animal there, and it eats. But also machashilin the dilma memayit. That we're not worried about, that it might go below 10. To behema koli koli ochlo, it eats slowly. Because as the animal eats slowly, so he'll eat a little bit here, a little bit there, so it doesn't, whereas the person takes a big, large chunk and puts it in his kupa, that's a problem, that we're afraid that he might be memayated. Lishna Kriyin Rashi in the second pshat. Lo yiten l'seich kuposoi mishum demuksa mi'esmo l'mechitza zoi. Second pshat Rashi brings is that the issue here is a problem of muksa, because you've designated the tevin for the purpose of being a wall between the two sides. So he can't take b'yadayim because he's moving. It's muksa for a different purpose. Okay. Well, ukma behemta ala tevin kerei lechol l'shori, but to bring the animal there to eat, Kardar was saying is mutter. Well, as we in Dilma shokel biyadayim, we're not worried about that. Maybe once you tell me it's also to take biyadayim, so we should be geizer. Maybe he will take biyadayim b'safi lo and feed it. Because that's very nice, but he knows it's also to do so. Because I'll say you cannot take. He won't do that. We're not afraid that he will do that. But for the Markash,
You can bring your animal to feed that you're maimed the animal. You bring the animal there and put it there on this stand of grass which is standing. Even though they're attached to the ground, you're allowed to bring your animal there to feed. We're not afraid a person will uproot some and give it to the animal to eat. People are careful with the Isser of Shabbos and they're not going to forget. But if the only issue was Muksa, not Mechuber, which is the Raisa, but Muksa, which is the Rabbanon, is Kile, he doesn't take it's light by him. You're afraid he'll take by hand and feed the animal, so you cannot be mimed your animal on Muksa on Shabbos. Okay, Hakinami came the Sir Rabbanon, the Ika. So it's going to be over here. That we're dealing with is Issur Rabbanon of the Gzer, you might come and lower the height. So why are you allowed to be miming your animal? Nechish, we should be concerned that he might take B'yadayim. Zemur says, the case wasn't that he was miming it directly, but the Karim B'apam, he's in love with the Mukim Allah B'yadayim, he didn't bring it there by leading it there by hand. El Karim B'apam, he stood in its way. Shlotel b'mukamacher, they shouldn't go somewhere else. Ve'i ozlo b'ochlo. And the animal went on its own, saw the pile, and went and ate. Kulihailo gozer b'onin. So if the person wasn't actually involved in bringing the animal there, we made him be careful not to actually bring the animal there. So he'll remember to stay away from feeding the animal. B'ashemin shechetzeres, shnei batim, b'shechetzeres, b'suchus loy. And each one of the chetzeres had two houses in it. So, if it's full of tevins, then marvin shnayim and marvin echad. If it went down below, it went down below 10. Ketzer oisel lahatem miyas esu echad. What can you do to allow at least one person to be able to use the bias with the tevin? The answer is. He closes off his access from his other home into this building. And he's Mavatla's rights to the home. Come on, Parach Tarti Lamali. Nilo Bittel, why do you need it? He should be Noel and to Mavatla. Normally, just Bittel alone is enough. Why do we need Nilo also? So then, once he does so, who was the Hotzi Meisabayas the Chotzer Shaloi? Shabitzer Rishusu, Mechalabayas the Chotzer Cheresu. So he cannot carry from that bias into his Chotzer, but the other person could carry from the bias into the his Chotzer. Okay. The similar halacha would be in the case of Goyim Shabain Shtei Tchume Shabbos, Bor Rochav, it's a wide depression. The Hachlis Botevan, you would store Tevin in it. If it is halfway between two cities, if part is in each different city's tchum, they're allowed to take from this pile and bring it back. They're taking from their tchum. And we're not geyser that A might take from B side and B might take from A side. Some more answers and vis-a-vis our Mishnah, the concern, the gzeira is that you might come to, the concern is you might come to continue to carry after it goes beneath 10 tefach. And we see from this Bryce and not like that. The answer is the Bryce is talking about the case of a bias. Kim nikra tikra. So it's nikur. It's obvious. Shagag hagodish misrachik min atikra. The gag mean over here. The top. The apex of the pile of the goddess is getting further and further away from the roof. V'imifchas me'asora rami anavshe.
Beparish. If it goes below 10, he'll notice it and refrain from feeding. Okay, now, so Grashi, so that's good if you tell me the chashash is, you might come, we're just afraid it might, it's really usable, but there's this xeri, you might come to take it because it's being designated for something else. So we say that in the bias, he'll notice it and he'll stop. Listen, the muksa nami, but if the isra is muksa, so we say the reason why you can't take be a dime is because this has been designated to be a mechitza. So why in the bias you have the same problem? It's been designated to be a mechitza, so it's muksa. So the fact that the bias has a roof, who cares? The height which is considered muksa, the part of which is considered muksa, is designated as the shear you need for a mechitza. Anything which is above that, which is not part of the mechitza at all, because anything above 10 doesn't count as a mechitza anyway, there's no muksa on it. The whole sermon, Meyasar Lamala, Lav, Tzuris Mechitza. Yeah. Almasisan, the koi masim lechotzer ben alav tikra lo mikra milsa. We get him after our mission, which is in a chotzer, so you won't notice the difference in the heights. So therefore, there's either you have a concern it might go below 10, and you'll continue carrying, which is improper, or it might go below 10, and you'll eat from it. It might be, but you die, you feed your animal, which is again is a problem of muksa. So above 10, there's no problem of muksa. Below 10, there is, and you're not going to notice the difference when it goes below because there's nothing to measure it against. Okay. The more just points out in the case of the braisa, nismaidat heaven me'asar tefachim shnei masur. So if it goes below 10 tefachim, now neither side can carry in the bias slash into the chotzer. Ha'asara shori. But if it's 10 tefachim high, it's going to be mutter. I've got the midli tikra too, but even though the height of the roof is much higher. Well, shema minoa, mechitza shem megiyas the tikra, shema mechitza. We had this machlokes before. If they don't reach the roof, in the case you want to separate down the house, is considered vela mechitza. So the case of the Mishnah is the case of a chotzer, there's no roof on top, so it's 10 tefachim high, and that's it. But once you have a roof on top, you have not separated between the different parties all the way up, maybe that's not a mechitza. That was a machlokes before. We see over here that it is. The total height was of this building was only 13 tefachim minus a mashu. So when you so in that situation, it's a lover to the roof. So only inch of it goes below 10, but till 10 is mutter. It doesn't reach the roof. It's lowered to the roof because the gap is in the top of it. Once it's 10 tefachim high, and the roof is lowered because it's 13 minus a mashu. The case could be that the whole roof is only 10 tefachim high. Okay, but truth is over there. It's heaven shiva mashu. In that case, once it's seven more, it's high. To the height of 7 and a little bit or more, it's lower to the roof. So you're allowed to, in that situation, you're allowed to keep removing up to 7 and a mashu. The chapach is mishloisha could lower them. Versus bishlam and by a hanuk tani measar. And so then, so versus okay, but it says in the brice, if it goes below 10, it's a problem. So according to the bayah, understand if the roof is 12.9. And it goes below 10, it's now 3 tefachim away from the roof, and that's not lovet anymore. So you can't carry anymore.
But according to Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, the case is it went below 10 is still mutter because it's the whole height of the thing was 10. The height of the roof was 10. So it's lower to the roof. El Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, my me asor, if it goes below 10, so my answer is me teres asor. It means it goes below the equivalent of loch as if it had been 10 tefachim high because it has a din of a mechatzer, a din of a roof at, up to that height. Let's see Rashi. Mechitzas which don't reach all the way up to the roof are considered valid mechitzas. The Mount Dharma Perikador. It says to be a pirka on the one that said before, Gabi Hey Khabur Shoshobsa Batraklin. The case over there was that you had five different groups in one building and they made a mechitzah between each other. The mechitzah is yod shara beisilu. Just if a mechitzah is 10 tefachim high, that's enough to be matred. Mishum then megiyas the tikra lo mifilki the urine. So beisilu says, this opinion says, even though the mechitzah is 10 tefachim high, if it doesn't reach the roof, it's still considered one big group. And they don't need a Ruvei Chatzeris amongst themselves. If it reaches the roof, then they need a separate Ruvei Chatzeris. So we see a mechitza to be mafs at the bayis has to reach the roof. And over here we see not like that. Some more answers. It was the height was a case of lovud. Rav Yehuda Rav Yeshua said Teben Shiva Mashu. Kavan Porach on this might be a sirk. Then we're going to ask, like the Brisa says, it went below 10. You tell me the chetchila was below 10. Shnei Masur. All right, it's right there. Okay.